Hey friends, I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical, yet I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off. Welcome to the Having It All podcast, the show about what it takes to live an abundant, loving life. My name is Matthew Bivens, and each week I'm helping you get out of your head so that you can truly have it all. Let's do it. What's up? What's up? Welcome to the Having It All podcast. My name is Matthew Bivens, and I'm so excited that you are here with me today, this Tuesday, September 4th. To talk about having it all. That's what we do on this show. We talk about what it looks like, what it feels like, what it tastes like to experience an abundant, loving life. Yes. And part of that experience for me today was to take the recording outside. So right now I'm sitting in my mobile office, aka my white rocker, hanging out in my backyard, and you can probably hear the sounds of nature. We've got cicadas here in Georgia, and they are freaking loud. And I got birds here in my vicinity, and they love to sing. So you're probably going to hear all of that. And if you do hear it, if you hear the nature right now, I want you to pause this and go outside and go experience some nature for yourself. Yeah, go out there and take a deep breath. Just have some gratitude for your life in this moment. And then come back on in and let's talk about today's topic, which is, you know, the summer is over. Summer is complete. And as we go into fall, as we begin this new season, I have something that I want all of us to do to create some powerful momentum as we flow into the last part of the year. So we're going to get into that in a little bit. But first, we're kicking things off with some magic. Remember, magic is our ability. It's your ability to influence yourself, others, and life in an empowering way. And at the top of every episode, we share magic because I want you to know and to feel, truly feel, how freaking magical you are and how powerful you are because you're creating things all of the time. And if you're here and you're tuning in, it's because you want to experience an abundant, loving life. And guess what? In a lot of ways, you are. Because it's all about an experience. You align with abundance. You don't get abundance. Abundance isn't given to you. Isn't something that you find or something that you create. It's something you align to. And love. Love isn't out there. Love comes from within. Love emanates from within. And so as we explore these magical moments and share them, you recognize that, man, you already have it all. No matter what all looks like and feels like to you, you have an abundant, loving life. So let's acknowledge it. So my magic for today has to do with this past weekend. And I had a really amazing weekend with my daughter, Maya.
Hey, friends. I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body. And B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical. Yet, I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So, I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sarah was out of town. She was visiting friends. And so Maya and I had a chance just to hang out Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we did so much stuff. And the magic really was just influencing myself to go and do all the things that I wanted to do and bring her along for the ride. So on Saturday in particular, we packed in a lot. Saturday morning, we went for a fun run with our running group here in Atlanta. And we did 5 miles. And I had her in the jogger, and she's been coming on this run with Sarah and I every Saturday for her entire life. So this Saturday was no different, and I said, even though Sarah's not here, we're still going on this run. So we went on the 5 mile run, and it was beautiful. We ran through some of these really abundant neighborhoods that are sprinkled all throughout Atlanta. It was awesome. Then Saturday was also the Dragon Con parade. Dragon Con is a sci-fi, fantasy, geek culture, convention here in Atlanta that I've been going to for the past 5 or 6 years. I love it. And they do a parade. And I said, Maya is going to totally dig this. We went last year, but you know, she was almost one. And now she's so much more aware. So her and I went to the parade, and you know, we parked the car and walked and got a great spot. They let us get right up front, which is awesome. That's a perk of having a little one with you. People will accommodate. And for an hour and a half, I held her in the blazing sun, and we cheered and we celebrated and we danced while all of these amazing people in full costumes paraded down Midtown Atlanta. And it was awesome. And then after that, we influenced ourselves to go to a pool party. And, you know, hung out at the pool, and Maya got to experience swimming again, which she hasn't done in a while, but boy, she loved it. So all of that to me is magic, you know, and just influencing myself to do those things, even though my partner in life was not with me. So I knew that it was going to be a little bit more challenging, but I wanted to do them anyway. So that was the magic, super incredible. And what is your magic? Think about it. You're creating it. You've influenced yourself to do something this morning that you probably didn't want to do, but you know it was healthy and an empowering decision. And that is magic for you. So share it. Go to the Your Day Balance Game app, theydbg.com. I'm on it. I share my magic there. You can get on it too and share your magic with me. Now let's flow in a little bit of listener love, because man, I love you. I truly do. I love you, and I appreciate you, and I am so grateful that you tune in to listen to me talk about stuff. I mean, how freaking amazing is that? And I have to constantly take a step back just to wrap my arms around how beautiful that is, that we can connect in this way. So today's listener love is for Pisces 2 on iTunes, and I appreciate you leaving that review and just sharing about how you've enjoyed listening to the podcast since you've been listening a few weeks ago. And, you know, I dig the fact that you would just take a minute to go to iTunes, leave a review, and connect. You know, it's like, I don't know you, you don't know me, but we still have this connection through this shared love of this topic and this conversation. So Pisces 2, I'm super grateful to you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And if you listening right now want to leave a review, you can do so over at iTunes, aka Apple Podcast. That's the best place to do it. And if you leave a review, you have a chance for me to shout you out in an episode. So that would be awesome. I'm ready to flow into today's topic. Are you? I think you are. I think you are. And, you know, it is the beginning of fall. And you want to know how I know it's the beginning of the fall season? It's not because of leaves falling from the trees or the temperature cooling down or the Labor Day weekend or anything like that. It's because when I went to Target the other day, they were taking down the school supplies and putting in Halloween decorations. That's how I know fall is here. And for so many of you, you spent the month of August making deposits into your tank because you joined the Trust Challenge and you were making deposits every single day for the month of August. So you've got a full tank. And even if you didn't do the Trust Challenge, you're still making deposits. You're making a deposit right now by investing time in some empowering energy, by investing time into hearing some powerful stories and some conscious conversation through this very podcast. So every single one of you right now is making a deposit. And so now that your tanks are nice and full, I want you to go and do something that scares you. That's what we're talking about today. As we flow into fall, there truly is no better way, no more powerful way to kick off this season, this new season of the year, this new season of life, by doing something that makes you feel uncomfortable. I have talked so much on this podcast about stepping into our fears, about being courageous enough not only to be honest about what makes us uncomfortable, what scares us, but then to take massive action on that fear. I was interviewed on a podcast last week, and one of the questions that I was asked was, what really triggered my shift in perspective and the shift in course in my life that has led me down this path of, you know, being a balanced lifestyle coach, having a podcast like this, and really turning my life in a different direction? And my answer was that I was triggered by being scared. I have lived so much of my life until recently choosing fear over love. And what that looks like is I'm presented with some sort of situation where something is uncomfortable, something is scary, where I'm afraid and I'm feeling anxious and nervous, and I have a decision to make. I can either go ahead with that thing that scares me and do it, or I can turn my back and play small and succumb to the fear. And I gave in to my fears so many times throughout my life in so many areas. In romance, I didn't talk to people. I didn't reach out to people. I didn't open myself up to people. In academics, I didn't go for the challenging class. I didn't pick the major that pushed me. I didn't do so many things because I was scared. In athletics, I didn't go out for the varsity team in soccer because I was intimidated. I didn't play football because I was small. So I made so many decisions all through these years because I was so freaking scared. But what changed everything was me making a decision saying, you know what? I'm done. I'm done freaking being afraid all the damn time. I'm done having that feeling after I chose to play small and it had to sit with that feeling in my mouth because it tastes like shit and I hate it. I'm done with that feeling that sits in my soul, that every day I wake up and I turn around and I say, gosh, why couldn't I just have had the courage to do it? Why? So as we begin for the fall, and as you are now sitting with a tank that's a little bit more full than it was yesterday, because you've been making deposits, because you're making one right now, use that energy, use that deposit, and do something that scares you. Step into whatever fear you're feeling in the moment. The bigger the fear, the bigger the reward. I got to give major props to one of my clients, because yesterday I challenged her. We were on one of our calls, and I'm like, you know what? Now is an opportunity for you to step into a fear. And I said, we were talking about money. We're talking about finances. And I said, what are your debts? Tell me your exact numbers. Tell me your figures. Because I knew it was something that she was very uncomfortable with, actually sharing with somebody what the debt was. And I just felt moved in that moment to go there and to present her with an opportunity to step into something that she feared. And she freaking womaned up and stepped into it powerfully and laid everything out on the line. Here's how much debt I have here. Here's how much debt I have there. Here's how many credit cards I have. Boom, bam, boom. It was amazing. And I'm so inspired by that sort of action. I'm so inspired by people who say, you know what? This scares me. This makes me feel uncomfortable. I'm intimidated by this. But man, I can see that on the other side of it is freedom. Freedom from those shackles of fear. On the other side of it is confidence. Confidence that, you know what? It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. On the other side of it is realization. Like, wow, my mind can create a much scarier scenario than what is actually presented in front of me. And guess what? I'm not just going to put this out there for you to do something bold. I'm going to do it myself. So I was at a networking event last week, last Thursday. It was great. And I'm talking to this gentleman, and he's like a seasoned businessman. You know, he's got the gray on his hair. So I know that he's got that life maturity, at least physically, right? But he was just sharing his just a lot of the different things that he'd done. And it was clear that he had experienced some really amazing things business-wise. And we were talking, you know, he was sharing his story and then I was sharing my story, and we were getting into my style of coaching, of balanced life coaching. And he was like, you know what? This would be, what you offer is so needed amongst CEOs, amongst corporate VPs, and amongst startup founders. Because that's the world that he operates in. He was the VP of a huge global brand for a while. And he just saw what those environments do to folks in terms of their habits and their health. He saw how those environments don't necessarily promote a healthy lifestyle. And so he was just telling me how much value he saw and how much potential and opportunity he saw for me to step into coaching and working with CEOs and VPs and startup founders. And it was really interesting because in the moment, I hadn't really thought of that market for myself. So I didn't really reply in the most powerful of ways. I didn't really reply in a manner in that which, looking back, like, you know, I wish I had said, yeah, absolutely. And here's why. And this is what my coaching can bring to them, you know, kind of looking at him as somebody who could connect me with those people. I said something along the lines of, yeah, you know, I haven't really thought of that. And the people that I work with tend to look like blank, blank, and blank. You know, there's like a powerful way to approach that sort of response. And then there's what just comes out when you're not really thinking about it. And the latter is what happened with me. So that's what was going on in that conversation. And now when I think about it, what scares me, what intimidates me is reaching back out to him, connecting with him, inviting him to coffee, and getting plugged into his network. No, I'll be honest. What really scares me is working with him, is me saying, you know what? I truly believe in the coaching that I bring and the value that I deliver and the transformation that I help facilitate in people, that space that I hold. And I would love to be plugged into your network. But before I ask you to put faith in me because you have no idea who I am. I want to work with you. Because it's clear based on our conversation and what you've said that you are imbalanced, overstressed in your life. So let's work together. That conversation scares the crap out of me, to be quite honest. So you know what? I've spent all of August filling up my tank, making those deposits in myself through the trust challenge. And what I'm going to do is what I just outlined. I'm going to invite that guy out to coffee. I'm going to present myself as an avenue, a tool, a resource, an accountability partner, a person who can help create a shift in his lifestyle and in his health. And I'm going to put it out there, like, let's work together. And then you introduce me to those CEOs and those VPs and those startup founders that you saw me being able to work with powerfully. That's me putting my money where my mouth is, walking the talk, right? Because that's what this whole show is about. You know, I don't tell you things that I don't personally do myself. So I'm putting it out there for you to step up and be bold and go do something that scares you to kick off this brand new season in the year, because you've been making so many deposits in yourself, and I'm going to do the same. And here's the thing. I have trust. I have trust that I can thrive in an uncomfortable conversation with this guy. I have trust that I can step up and be bold. I trust that I can dance in the conversation with somebody who has decades of life and business experience on me. Because I trust that what I bring to the table in terms of intentional, bold, loving, accountable, healthy, and aligned living is equal to or greater than that what a VP of a global brand has to offer. So I'm going to go make that happen. And I trust all of the same for you. I trust that the deposits you've been putting in yourself by listening to this podcast, by showing up for yourself consistently, I trust that that's going to carry you through any sort of fearful situation that you have created for yourself. I truly believe that on the other side of the thing that makes you feel intimidated right now, that thing that's making you feel anxious, is so much sweetness, is so much peace, and so much confidence. And I have so much faith that our imaginations are way more powerful than the reality. That the things that we conjure up in our brains that keep us rooted in place are so much bigger than the fear that's actually in front of us, than the thing that's actually making us scared. So let's go out and let's start the fall with some powerful, bold, intentional action. That's what I want. That's what I'm putting out there. So I've told you now what I'm going to do. Now, what are you going to do? What is the action that you're going to take? I want you to tag me on Instagram, Matthew_Bivens, or I want you to email me, mattcbivens@gmail.com. And let's be a community that's not just about listening to these conversations and listening to these things. We're not just a community of talkers. We're a community that says, okay, great, I'm going to go act. I'm going to go be. Because experiencing an abundant, loving life isn't just something that you write on a piece of paper. This is my order. This is what I want. And then you just send it out to the universe. No, it requires follow-up. Follow-up sometimes looks like bold, massive action. And in this case, and in this conversation, that's exactly what it is. So if you've ever felt like you are the type of person who doesn't take action, if you ever felt like you're the type of person who doesn't walk their talk, now is an opportunity. You spent the last 30 some odd minutes with me in this conversation right now, filling up your tank. So there's no excuses. There's no like, no, I haven't prepared myself for this. No, you have. You chose to listen to this conversation, this episode for a reason. Now's the time. Let's go dig it. Let's get it. Let's do it. Let's be it. All right. So again, connect with me, Instagram, tag me, Matthew_Bivens, or email me, mattcbivens@gmail.com. Tell me what your commitment is. Tell me the big, bold action that you're going to take. And I'm going to be there to send you some some loving vibes, to send you some power, to send you some energy, and to show up with you. Yes. All right. I love it. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. Go out in nature if you haven't done it already. I think it's a beautiful way to get grounded, particularly as you're stepping into some boldness. Yes, I love it. All right. My name is Matthew Bivens, and here's to you having it all. Quick note about the Having It All podcast. I am not a doctor nor a licensed therapist. I'm a guy with a story and a passion for conscious conversation. My thoughts, opinions, and beliefs are my own. So please consult with your doctor or healthcare provider regarding any questions or issues you have related to your personal, physical, or mental health.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.